I love you.
Hello and welcome back to Bebo's Legends Podcast. My name is Carrie and tonight I am joined by...
Missy!
Wah, wah, bah, 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 bah. Someone make sound effects. We really should get sound effects. Anyway, tonight we watched Season 2, Episode 8 of Legends of Tomorrow, which was called Raiders of the Lost Art.
Yes. It was. And it was directed by Dermot Downes and written by Greg Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim. Great job, everybody!
Yeah, give yourself a pat on the back because you did a top-notch job. Whoop, whoop. So, what we need to do real quick is give you guys a spoiler alert because we're a rewatch podcast, therefore we are discussing these episodes in detail. If you have not seen Season 2, Episode 8 of Legends of Tomorrow, we highly encourage you to go and watch it, then come back to us because we're going to be here for you. And you can, like, I don't know, listen to us, I guess is what you're going to do. Anywho, since words are failing me, take this as a spoiler alert. Nisi. Why don't we just dive right on in there and talk about our favorite parts of this episode?
Well, I have favorite parts.
Oh, why are you like doing an evil thing with your hands? This is,
exciting
parts.
It's the exciting thing.
Oh, those are exciting. What a fucking brilliant start.
One of my favorite parts is the scene between Sarah and Jax.
Where he's like giving her the pep talk, like, you don't give up, it's a prophecy.
He's giving her the pep talk and he's like telling her how cool she is and, you know, what she can do. And
what did he give her? Just one more time.
A pep talk.
I'm sorry, it's not funny. Yeah, any other fave moments?
Yes, it reminded me of us two, kind of.
Yeah, we're both Sarahs, though, I feel.
Actually, also, I love Sarah scenes in general this episode because it really reminded me of you. Yeah, she's how this... Rip Hunter person he's all like, what are you talking about? And then she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, you do. And that's just like you, you know, when I talk shit and I say I don't know what I'm talking about and you say yes you do, you're just weird.
Just for context, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all other people listening, Nisi's just had a full-on mental breakdown prior to us going live in this recording, wondering what her life would be like had she been put into the same situation that Rip is in this episode, where he can't actually remember his life before and how she is spiraling about the fact that if she couldn't remember her life, then she wouldn't know me and I would be messaging her and she'd be like, I don't know who you are. Like, this is a full-on spiral that happened right before we clicked record tonight. So that's why she's saying that. And now she's muted. This is just really...
I'm not muted.
You were muted.
Well, I just got a visitor.
Fun. So yeah, but I think like I'm gonna take that as a compliment because I feel like during this episode Sarah really sort of takes charge and she's like, no, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this. No, you do know who you are, this is who you are, it's all good, it's fine, it's gonna be okay. Just get in the spaceship. And I'm taking that as a compliment. That's all good. Any other faves?
Yes, George Lucas believes in himself and then they steal up and suit up.
For sure. One of my favorite moments is when they take out the the clipper thing, and Amaya reads it and she's like, "Glucose? Is that the thing you pretend you're allergic to?" This, it really made me laugh.
What also made me laugh was like Rip freaking out because he's being arrested. It's like, oh my god, oh my god.
Yes. I actually really, really like this version of Rip Hunter.
Yeah, me too. It was very funny.
Very funny.
And then Jake's like running around with this script and calling it a non-lethal weapon.
So good. It was such a good episode. It had like a lot of the, like, we've seen all of Legends of Tomorrow, so we're very familiar with the sort of feel of the show that they have, the very sort of serious topics that are also just very lighthearted and dealt with in a way that's like, oh fuck, like funny, like and I feel like in this episode is like the first time we get a proper glimpse at it, like with Rip Hunter, who we've come to know and sometimes love as being this very matter of fact, this is what's happening kind of captain, being this other character completely, like, oh my god, I'm being arrested, oh, someone save me. Yeah, and like begging, actual begging not to be tortured. I mean, if someone had captured me and was going to torture me, I too would beg. However, I'm just a normal person. He's supposed to be like a time master. Like, I'm sure he's had some sort of training and like Sarah, do you know what I mean? So I don't know, but it was very, my favorite part was the glucose thing. It was very funny. What was your least favorite part?
My least favorite part. That's a very good question.
Seems like you didn't expect this question.
It's every week like that, you know? I don't know.
I do. I think, like, my least favorite, I don't know, I really liked this episode. I think maybe, I don't know. I liked everything that was going on in this episode. I liked that there was the fight scenes, but I also liked everybody's individual things that were going on, like Stein and Mick together. That was golden. And I liked Jax and Sarah together. And I liked Amaya with Ray and Nate. It was all really good. I don't know. You're queen. No one can hear you.
Why am I muted now? I didn't mute myself. Okay, whatever.
Someone's going to cut this out and they're going to use it for a blooper reel, and that someone is going to be me.
Okay. I think what I didn't like so much is like, I mean, I know they're frustrated because they are not themselves anymore, but the version of George Lucas in 19 whatever was like was really confused because he hadn't made those movies yet.
Yeah.
And they just went all crazy on him, like, you have to make those movies, otherwise I don't become an inventor.
And he's like,
stay cool.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, very, very typical Legends, I guess, not really bringing people up to speed with what's going on.
Yeah, I guess they should have been like more like Amaya about it.
So what was the most meaningful moment for you?
Meaningful moment? I think, I don't know about meaningful, but I really like the scene, like I said, between Jax and Sarah, where Jax is like cheering Sarah up and kind of telling her that she's a good captain and that she didn't fail. And that you can't always, you know.
I get that. I think I get where you're going. I think for me, though, the most meaningful might not be one that jumps out immediately, but it's when Mick and Stein were sort of having the conversation, sat down at the table, and Stein's trying to come to the sort of cause of Mick's hallucinations. And it's like Stein is asking him these questions and he's actually opening up to him. And I feel like that's one of the first times that we really see Mick doing that. And obviously, as Legends goes on, we just come to sort of accept the fact that he's part of this family and they must know him. But it's like the only real time that he's opening up about himself. And we don't see it all, but we can assume that they've been sat talking about his life a little bit, and that's how Stein's come to the conclusions that he comes to. And I just think it was a nice moment.
Yeah.
What would you do to this episode? What would you change or do to improve it? You can't say, you cannot say add me and you into it.
Okay.
Because that's a given at this point.
Maybe I can add our podcast in.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Imagine if the storyline wouldn't be for George Lucas, but it would be for Nate and Ray listening to our podcast, and then our podcast doesn't exist because we never met, and then they are not becoming what they are today, and then
the legends have to go and fix us meeting each other.
Boom. Exactly.
Boom, boom. For me, I think maybe some more scenes seeing Nate and Ray losing themselves would have been interesting, because it was just kind of, oh, I'm a heart surgeon. And there was no sort of like, I would have loved to see like Nate doing like full-on yoga sessions because he's a yoga master. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it would have been funny. I would have liked to see that. Anything else about the episode that you want to shout out to?
I love in the beginning of the episode where it's like in the middle of the night. Sarah is like this. It's way for early for that. I didn't have my coffee yet. Where is my coffee? Could you stop talking before I had my coffee?
Yeah, one of the things I had to mention was about that as well. See, when they're all like, they're standing in the library, it's Ray, Nate, and Amaya. And they're sort of standing around chatting. You see Ray, that man is buff. Like, he is ripped. Like, you can see his massive big arms and his shoulders. And I was like, hello. Hello, friend. So yeah, I did write down literally, Ray is buff. Exact wordings used on this piece of paper. Piece of paper. Wow, very good, Carrie. Well done. So yeah, I wrote that down. I don't know that I wrote anything else down about the episode. I did. I really liked it though. Hi, Bells. Hi. Guess what, Bebo's Legends podcast? We have a guest star tonight. It's Bat Dog. He's come to join the podcast. Yeah. I mean, stop sniffing. It's really distracting. What's wrong? I think that seeing Ray and Nate's friendship sort of bonding, and seeing Jax give Sarah the pep talk, and just everybody separate and doing their own things and showing that they could still come together as a team. Like, I like it when they're all doing fight scenes together. Yeah, I like it when Sarah picks up the medallion and she like flips it like a coin. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say?
No.
Bat Dog, anything from you? She just looks straight into the camera. Could you go to your bed, please, darling? Thank you. Good girl. So yeah, I mean, naturally then, we're just going to shimmy on over to our quiz segment. This is where we ask each other quiz questions and somebody else has to give the quiz answers. It's really easy. And you know what? I think for a change this week, we're going to encourage you guys to play along at home. And if you shout those answers loud enough, we might even hear you. So give it a good on go. Good on go? That's fine. Let's roll with it. It's fine. Good go. Shout them loud and shout them
proud.
Yes, Queen. Why don't you take it away with the first quiz question of this quiz segment?
Take it away. Okay. What time? That's not English, Nisi. Okay.
Wow.
What time was it when Nate woke Amaya and Ray up?
3 a.m.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't write that down. That's off the top of my head. My question for you is, what is Mick scared of?
Scared of losing his mind?
Yeah, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. Something he fears. Something he has a fear of.
Emotion.
Giant toads.
Oh.
Something he's saying to Stein about, and that's where the fear of giant toads came from.
Oh.
So there you have it, folks.
Okay. What is Rip's name?
Rip Hunter.
No, I mean his new name.
Phil Gasmer.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to do it. What is the name of the medallion?
Medallion?
You're so funny. Yes, but what's its name?
Something with L.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's the Longinus medallion. Thank you. Here only.
How many PhDs does Ray have?
4.
Yes.
Nailed it. What film inspired Nate to become a historian? And follow-up question, how did Amaya describe it?
Indiana Jones. And she said some handsome-looking historian. No. Yeah.
Improbably handsome or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, something. Handsome-looking archaeologist or something like this.
Yep,
I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It was Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones. Yeah. So, yeah, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. What is the spear called in Rip's screenplay?
Fuck. I don't know.
MacGuffin.
Oh, the MacGuffin. I did know it was the MacGuffin. It's the thing everybody's after.
Yeah.
And that comes up again later in Legends of Tomorrow when they're all outside the bathroom and Sarah's got her coffee and she's like, no MacGuffin talk before coffee or whatever. What movie inspired Ray to become an inventor and how did Amaya describe it?
Star Wars. And she said something about Star Battles?
Space Battles, yeah.
Space Battles.
It was like the most basic like description of these things. A movie about space battles and one about an improbably handsome archaeologist. It was good. Good line.
What movie did they watch first?
I don't know. I know there was a discussion about it and then they told Gideon she could pick and then they were going to watch Raiders after.
That's the answer. We don't know what they watched first. It's a trick question because Gideon picked the movie.
Haha, you're so funny.
Thank you.
Questions. What Marvel movie did they mention in the DC TV show?
Marvel movie.
Yes, Queen.
I don't know.
Howard the Duck.
Ah, I know. That's what Amaya thought was cute.
Yeah, I've got a big Howard the Duck pop figure, Funko pop figure. It's like one of the big ones, and he's in like his big robotic duck thing. But yeah, that's a Marvel thing. So yeah, that's fun.
In which order did they watch the movies after the one Gideon picked?
Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then Star Wars.
No,
I don't know.
The Raiders, then Empire, and then Last Crusade.
I'm pretty sure Empire is Star Wars, Nisi.
Well, still, you can just say Star Wars when they said which one.
You I get half a point. Jinx. Where is Rip making his movie and in what time?
1976. Is this right? Not
67.
See, I got the numbers right.
And where,
I got the numbers.
Where?
In Hollywood.
Yeah, just wrote LA.
No, no.
I'll give you that. That's
so yeah.
Yeah. That's me, by the way. I'm out of questions.
Okay. I have one more. Okay.
Okay.
What would Nate and Ray become if it wasn't? No, if it weren't for George Lucas and his movies.
A yoga teacher and a heart surgeon. Is that you? Are you finished too? Did I listen to that correctly? Well, then that brings us to the end of our quiz segment. And we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did, because we had jolly good fun. Coming up next is our Who Said It segment. Nisi, why don't you tell the lovely people listening to us what this segment's all about?
Well, how the name is already telling you, we say a quote and then the other one has to guess who said it.
No freaking way. Is that really what happens?
Yes.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Awesome. Well, then let's give it a bash. Why don't you kick it off?
Well, that went apocalyptically awful.
That went apocalyptically. Rip.
No.
I don't know.
Ray.
I said Ray first.
Yeah, but then you said Rip.
Well, why is half a point? The intention was there. So much for sunny California.
Nate?
No.
Rip? Ray?
No.
Amaya?
No.
Sarah?
No.
Jax?
No. You're gonna hurt yourself if you keep doing this to your face.
Who was it?
Damien Dark.
Oh. We had such a situation last week when you were guessing all the characters and then it was Damien Dark.
Yeah, that's why I did it. Fucking payback.
They are charming.
Just they are charming?
Yes.
Shit. They are charming. They are charming. They are charming. I don't know.
It was time.
When?
When he was in Mick's room. And he was like, I haven't seen your rooms before or something like that. Yeah. They are charming.
Yep, I'm with you now. I couldn't place it. I forgot that happened. I prefer Holy Lance.
That's one of mine. I can't. I wonder why. It was Sarah Lance.
Boom, boom, boom. Shh.
Stay in school.
Oh, that was one of mine. It was Nate. I guess that's back. You're an idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
You don't
Nick.
Know. There you go. You are an idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
Oh, Rip.
Yes.
The spear is the MacGuffin.
Jax or Sarah? No. Rip.
There you go. She got there in the end.
Yeah. This is a prophecy.
Jax.
Yes.
I'm kind of running out unless I want to use some of mine for my next one, but I don't want to because I'd rather you guess the ends of them. Yeah. Oh, if you tell anyone, I'll kill you.
Nick.
Yeah. Nick? Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. I got text. Sorry, I totally was paying attention. Yeah, it was Mick. And that's me finished.
Dealer's choice.
Damien Dark.
Nope.
Malcolm Merlyn.
Yes. You have to believe like there is no tomorrow.
You have to believe like there's no tomorrow. Ray.
No.
Nate.
No.
Amaya.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That was a hot mess. Don't be so confused. Lainey's just joined into the room, but she's going to mute herself, so it's all good.
If I know one thing, then that it's you don't give up.
Jax.
Exactly. I'm out.
Well, that's exciting. That was our Who Said It segment, everybody. And let us know how you did. Did you get all of them right? Because we got some of them wrong in there. So yeah, let us know. How did you do? Did you beat us? I don't know. Let us know. Get us in touch. What's the words? Instagram. That's the word I'm looking for. At Beebles Legends Podcast or Twitter at Beebles Legends. Thanks very much. Next up is our finish the quote segment, which is where we say the first half of a quote and the other person has to
finish the quote.
Just like we just did right there. Magical, isn't it? We didn't even plan that, guys. Raw talent. We're just so in sync. Fucking hell. Niecy, my queen, why don't you take it away?
Okay. But I can't use the first one because we just said that.
Sorry.
Okay. Ready? Don't crash my ship.
You break it, you buy it. Crushed it. Amaya and I were trying to sleep.
Not together.
Yeah.
I love how he mentioned it twice.
Oh yeah, he just needed everybody to know.
What is on my forehead? I don't know. But I'm sure Gideon and I
can figure something out. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Dude tried to bludgeon me.
With a non-lethal weapon!
With this non-lethal weapon, yes.
And he's holding a piece of paper. But also how he hit him was so funny.
Like,
he was
just like, bah! Yes!
Okay. Okay. I can't believe we are all.
I can't believe we are all. Immortal superheroes, and we're waiting for a bus.
Yes. No.
I don't know.
I can't believe we're all gonna die because of a stupid movie.
Of course. The future of the entire world is at stake.
And only you can fix it.
And you are our only hope.
I get half a point.
You get a quarter of a point. You had none of the words right.
Okay. Well, you... Blah, blah, blah. When you really want something...
Sorry, what was that? I was copying your noise.
Blah, blah, when blah. You really want something...
I did it again. I'm so sorry. When you really want something... When okay. You really want something, you have to get it.
That too. But no.
No.
When you really want something, you are unstoppable. God forbid anyone who tries to get in your way.
Yes, Jax. Okay. Brain surgery.
What does it look like?
Exactly.
I don't have any more.
Oh, I have one more. So this is like perfect timing. What I really want
is to act?
No.
What does he say?
That's what you have to tell me.
I didn't understand it. I thought he was to act, but then I was confused because he's making movies, not acting.
So what's he gonna do instead of acting them?
Making movies.
By?
Acting?
Oh, for the love of God, it's like pulling blood from a stone. What I really want is to direct.
Direct!
You absolute fanny. Idiot. There you go. It's the only word I've got. That brings us to the end of our Finish the Quote segment, and it's been a really good fun one. And quite snappy, if I do say so myself. We just flew through those segments like
pew, 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 pew.
That, exactly. So, next up is our Would You Rather segment. Niecy, tell us about it.
Why always me?
Because it's always funny.
Okay. So, there is one question, but you got two options. And you can choose either one of those and then tell us which one you would rather.
So let me get this straight. There's one question and there's two options, and you're going to tell us which one you would rather.
Exactly.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you second guessing yourself? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just taking the piss. I love you. Do you have a question for us?
Of course I have.
Do you really?
Yes. Even one that is fitting for this episode.
Really?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is.
It can't be.
It is. Would you rather... Stop. Would you rather be a famous director or a famous actor?
A famous actor. Oh no, a famous director. No, 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 a famous actor.
Okay, anyway.
A famous director. I'm going with director because I think I'm really good at being in charge.
Yes.
So I'm going with that.
And why? Okay, because you're going to be in charge. Yes, yes.
What about you, Queen?
Boop, 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 boop. Me, I would like to be an actress, you know.
You know why?
Because I really want to be an actress. I always wanted to be either a singer or an actress.
But why?
Well, because it's fun. I like acting, and I like singing, and I like music, and I like acting. Why? As some of you have noticed, I always act out the who said it.
Oh my god. Some of the clips that we have of you acting out like fight sequences as both the people is just iconic.
I really like acting.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, what we're going to do with this is we're going to pop it up on our Instagram story with a little poll thing so you can click on which one you would rather. And we'll even put up a little box so you could tell us why. Since Nisi started being in charge of that, she even posted some of the responses that we got, whereas I usually forget. I read them all, but I never remember to post them. So well done, Nisi. Let us know which one you would rather. Next one is our hypothetical fight segment, where we give two characters from TV and discuss what would happen if they were to get into a fight with each other. We come to some sort of conclusion as to which one we think would win. And this week's hypothetical fight is between Malcolm Merlyn and Damien Dark. No magic.
No magic.
No magic.
I don't know. Does Damien know how to use bow and arrow? Well, he got trained by the League of Assassins too, didn't he?
Well, he was the one that was supposed to take over from Raz. No, he was going to take over. He was like the person that was going to take over with, like, at the same time as Raz. That's why in Arrow, Oliver was sent to take out Nyssa. And Raz explains at the time that he made the mistake because he was supposed to take out his competition and instead Damien got away. So he's like on par with Ra's al Ghul. And then obviously Malcolm Merlyn becomes Ra's al Ghul, but he does it by getting Oliver to kill him. So is he as powerful? I don't know.
So technically, hypothetically, it's Ra's al Ghul against Ra's al Ghul.
I mean, Damien never became it, but yes. But like,
oh, that was my toe. I just threw my phone on my toe for everyone. But I think, you know what I think. Why don't you take it away?
Okay. I think that the winner of the fight would be Damien Dark. And the reasons that I think that is because in the Arrow timeline that we're given, Damien Dark was considered enough of a threat by Ra's al Ghul that they wanted to take him out and couldn't take him out. And Malcolm Merlyn was more of a nuisance. Damien could have became Raz by his own merits, by fighting for it, whereas Malcolm only got there by getting somebody else to fight for him. So to me, that means that Damien must have some sort of edge that Malcolm does not have. But also at this point, I'd like to think about the characters. Damien has nothing to lose. His wife is dead. His daughter is away in a demon cult. And he's just himself. Whereas Malcolm has like his recently acquired daughter to think about. So I'm giving the fight to Damien.
I think I would too. But I think I would give it to Damien because I know Damien better than Malcolm Merlyn. I mean, in fighting, I know his story, but I don't know his fighting without a bow and arrow. You know what I mean?
I do think it would be an interesting fight to watch because they are both incredibly skilled swordsmen. And I do think it would be genuinely interesting to watch them fight. However, I still think I'm going with Damien. And what we'll do is we'll also put this up on our Instagram so you can vote and let us know who you think would win between Damien Dark and Malcolm Merlyn and why you think that, which is super interesting. Now, we have journeyed through this episode together and we have come towards the very end. But before we do, we're going to just do our new segment for season two, which is the Arrowverse Notable Quotables. This is where we share one of our favourite quotes from any of the Arrowverse TV shows. And yeah, you can also send us yours, which is super exciting. Just fire them over to us in a DM.
Yes. Niecy,
are you there?
I'm always here. Okay. I'm just thinking if I should go with a wisdom one or with a funny one.
I have funny.
Okay, then I'm gonna go with wisdom. Fear can create monsters where none existed before.
Who said that?
President Marcy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Mine is, yeah, takes one to know one, sweetheart. Said by Miss Dinah Drake to Miss Laurel Lance in response to, God, you're such a bitch. So yeah, I like that one. It's fun times, fun times. That brings us to the end of Beeble's Legends podcast episode 9. Hi, by the way, earlier on I might have said episode 8. Is this 8 or is it 9?
It's 9.
Did I say 8 earlier on or did I say 9?
I don't know.
Okay, if earlier on I said 8, I'm really sorry, I meant 9. But if earlier on I said 9, just ignore me now. That pretty much covers that. So yeah, brings us to the end of Beeble's Legends podcast season 2 episode 9, Raiders of the Lost Art. We hope that you have enjoyed this as much as we have enjoyed this. Just because I am leaning into being a little bit weird, I hope you've enjoyed having us in your ears. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's an audio thing, you have to say it out loud.
Good night.
There you go. How the fuck do you stop this thing?
Beeble's Legends podcast, I la la love you too.